A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple areas. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. In a prayer by John Philip Newell, there is a line that asks of God, "Grant me the strength to cry for justice, to be patient for peace, to be angry for love. Grant me the grace of a strong soul." I am thinking this might be our prayer today. Disciples that we are, we stand in the temple with Jesus. Perhaps we are not so much at his side as he is driving out those who have turned this holy place of prayer into something other than what it is meant to be. Rather, we are behind him, maybe at a safer distance. As a disciple, I will admit, it is more comfortable being seated at Jesus' feet as he is healing, teaching, touching blind eyes and strengthening legs so that they can walk and run and dance. As a disciple, it is convenient to be learning at Jesus' feet while he is teaching from the mountainside or the shore, anywhere than from the mayhem in this temple. Rather than being seated at the front of Jesus' feet, we glimpse the heels of his feet as he bounds through the temple with an energy and strength crying for justice, with a determination that comes from being angry for love. But we stay transfixed because we see him grasped by the one love, the sweet law of God, imbued by this inclusive, poured out, effusive love. We too have come to know our own selves through him and in him and with him. This Christ of ours. At this moment, we see our Christ engaged in every stroke of the present, every thread of reality and truth in the now, in this temple. Compelled by the same spirit animating the prophets before him, his very breath utters yes to being incarnate love, driving out the sellers. Must be done. We disciples watch Christ as he clears them out. We want to keep up with him. We want to be learning from him. It is not enough to learn about him, so we stay as close as we might. God knows our heart's desire. And then, at our side, is the angel standing with the scroll. Do we take it from the angel's hand? Yes. As we accept the scroll of God's word, and it tastes sweet on our lips, we hear ourselves praying Newell's prayer. Grant me the strength to cry for justice, to be patient for peace, to be angry for love. Grant me the grace of a strong soul. We pray for the grace of a strong soul, one as strong as our Christ's soul. As God's word is placed on the palate of our hearts, bodies, spirits, and souls, Revelation's verse admonishes us to take and swallow this word of God. And in our own yes, to becoming incarnate love as is God's command, our own amen to being the body of Christ, we too are grasped by love, inclusive, poured out, effusive love, and soon the sweet flavor on our lips becomes a souring in the stomach. It becomes a truth that compels us to act. We too now know what Jesus shows us, the no turning back. The imperative of acting on what must be done. We know silence must end, and we too choose to drive out the hypocrisy and speciousness, first from our own selves and then from around us. Transforming structures, actions, and social constructs that are malevolent and unjust into those that are harmful and fatal to no one. Now, we are filled with the same contagion of the ultimate reality, the Abba, Ima, the inclusive, poured out, self-effusive love. Filled in our bellies, in our minds, hearts, and souls, our consciousness is one of compassion for all, with preference for the downtrodden, the wronged, the forgotten, the oppressed, the stranger. This is Christ's consciousness. Yearning like the psalmist to be one with God's sweet law of love. Our desire answered, we know we will risk to act out of a generous courage, to name the absence of dignity and reverence, to risk being the agitator, the troublemaker, as advocate, as we choose to be angry for love, to become strong souls who have learned how to be love from love. Not souls who learn about love, no. Strong souls who learn from love. Oh, once again, at his side, and he at ours, both our feet facing forward. Today, we pray for the grace of a strong soul, one as strong as our Christ soul, one that animates our actions for justice, and is recognizable as inclusive, poured out, self-effusive love as we stand in the temple and eat the scroll.